Jay Marantante. Hello and welcome to Celtic Roots Radio, coming to you today from Belfast, Northern Ireland. Celtic, folk, folk rock, Appalachian, bluegrass, Scottish, Irish, Breton, Cajun, if it's Celtic or roots music you like, you'll find it here on Celtic Roots Radio.
Doctor can't relieve me if I'm buried beneath the sod and the angels won't receive me.
Let me go, boys, let me go down in the mud where rivers all run dry.
Well, this land was always ours, was the proud land of our fathers. It belongs to us and them, and not to any others.
Let me go, boys, let me go down in the mud where rivers all run dry.
Oh! If I rock upon the waves, no corpse can lie upon me.
Coming up, freeze, boys, let me go down in the mud till rivers all run dry.
Well, if I should fall from grace with God, where no doctor can relieve me. If I'm buried beneath the sod and the angels won't receive me,
let me go, boys, let me go down in the mud till rivers all run dry.
And welcome back. Here we are again with another Celtic Roots Radio Show. More great new music and a wee bit of crackleg. The show today is again sponsored by Belfast Girls, a brand new book from local Irish author Jerry McCulloch about three girls growing up in post-Troubles Belfast, and due to be published by Knight Publishing. For more information on Jerry and Belfast Girls, check out Jerry with a Y, McCulloch.com, or go to Jerry's fan page on Facebook for regular updates. Jeremy Moe from Los Gatos, California emailed to say, I just want to say how much I enjoy your podcasts. I love listening to the great music at work, and it's a great way to get energised in the late afternoon. I also appreciate you exposing me to so many great artists, of which some of them are local to where I live, which is fantastic. Thank you. Thanks, Jeremy. I must say, we keep getting some really great material from new artists through our Sonic Bids opportunity. If you want your music on this show, check out the Sonic Bids link on our website, CelticRootsRadio.com. You'll also find a link to our Live 365 webcast on the website, or check out our new fan page on Facebook, which is also integrated with our Celtic Roots Radio Ning network. Keep in touch through email, Facebook message, or whatever. And when you're on your local iTunes store, please do review and rate the show for us. We started the show off there on a lively note again with a band from Minnesota, USA, The Sweet Colleens, and Fall From Grace With God, it's a folk song. And now we're listening to another lively wee tune, Whiskey Before Breakfast, from David Langweber in Georgia, USA. Thank you.
when I go to sleep tonight. I want to dream of you again. And in the morning just before the light, I hope that you are there. And then when I rest my weary head at the ending of the day, if I'm lucky for the night is done, all my dreams will be this way. I'm holding on to precious time, knowing you're not far away. I think about you every day. I think about you every day. I think about you every day. I'll tell you everything I've done, all the time that you've been gone. And then I'll tell you where it all went wrong. Just as well you didn't stay. I'll tell you how the world has changed all the time you've been away. 'Cause at this moment you are real to me. I guess it's this that sets me free. I'm holding on precious time, knowing you're not far away. It's just a dream, but I don't care. It's just a dream, but I don't care. It's just a dream, but I don't care. Doesn't stand to reason, I'm doing it again, hoping against hope that you'll come around again. When I go to sleep tonight, I want to dream of you again.
That was Peter Fitzpatrick from Dublin, Ireland, with Holding On. Now, the roots bit of Celtic Roots Radio refers to roots music, but I guess it could also refer to where we come from. My dad had a visitor a few weeks ago. A cousin of his arrived over out of the blue from British Columbia, Canada. I didn't meet her, unfortunately, but apparently she's been doing some research on our family history and was able to confirm our suspicions on one question at any rate. This has finally started me off doing a bit of research into my family background, something I've been meaning to do for a long time, and I can see how fascinating a subject it can become for many people. Now, after a couple of weeks' research, mostly on the Irish Census of 1901 and 1911, which are both now available free online, I've gathered up a database of about 150 individuals, covering seven generations. Since my last aunt died, my dad has inherited his grandfather's small family Bible, which records the births and deaths of members of his own family. Until this point, I didn't even know my great-grandfather's name, only a vague story of my grandfather having lived and worked in Glasgow in Scotland. James McCulloch, his father, lived in Glasgow and married there. He worked for the Central Fire Brigade as a gas fitter, so whenever there was a fire, he had to rush over and turn off the gas supply. In October 1884, he and his wife Mary already had four kids, and Mary was expecting a fifth. On the 14th of October, their five-year-old died. The baby was born the next day, and on the 24th, the two-year-old also died. The baby only survived until the 30th of December, and then the mother died on the 1st of January. What caused this tragedy, eh? My great-grandfather lived on for another 14 years, and when he also died, my grandfather, Samuel, and his sister came over to Northern Ireland. At this point, I still didn't know if my great-grandfather was Scottish or if he originally came from Northern Ireland. I just knew that my grandfather was born in Scotland. Then my dad remembered that when he was quite young, there were two houses next to one another in Lisburn where members of our family lived. Two of them called Samuel, Big Sammy and Wee Sammy, which is also my grandfather and father's name and my first name. When we looked at that particular street up on the census, we found those two houses of McCulloch's, numbers 45 and 47, and discovered that my great-great-grandfather, Big Sammy, was still living in one house with two daughters, a granddaughter, my great-aunt Mary Jane, back from Glasgow, and also his grandson, Wee Sammy, with another son, John, and his wife, living next door. My great-grandfather, James, must have left his home in Lisburn for Glasgow at the age of 16 or so, and married Mary at the age of 17. His son, Samuel, my grandfather, returned to Northern Ireland when he was 17, lived in Lisburn, and worked in the Belfast shipyard. We're listening to Michael Tannenbaum from Hawaii, USA, and a tune called Moon and the Spoon.
Chiefy to unglor my villain to you me shall is so boos he mold gran ya hoika arruga me sniaka me hintas go Maron Sagar O'Donnell in a finished tear. Feel, feel, Arono. Feel, Arono is Nahemi whim. Me into and you know, go joe. Fins in ordinaria to you'll take to padar as po Maria Lenor as soon not again you'll tee to banrin na glor agus to be to Nicota Unfinished here. Fill, fill, Aronor. Fill our own Makushla as a stone. August chiefy to unglore my filling to.
Another great song in the Irish language there. Phil Filaruno from Iowa, USA band Paddy Mac. The other half of my father's family came from a wee village in County Donegal called Dunganeely, just outside Donegal town. My grandmother was called Gibbon, and her father used to own a grocer's shop in Dunganeely. They were Methodists, and they lived next door to the Methodist church, across the street from the shop. There are still Gibbons in South Donegal to this day, with a draper's shop called Gibbon in the town of Ardaragh. For some reason, still to be discovered, her father, George Gibbon, left Donegal with his whole family and came to Lisburn between 1888 and 1894. This must have been a bit of a calm down for a shopkeeper, because he became a mill labourer and his children also worked in the mill in Lisburn. His wife was born Catherine Ann Allingham, and we've often wondered if she was related to William Allingham, the well-known Irish poet originally from Donegal who used to hang around in London with Dante Rossetti and company. The Allingham family, although originally English from Hampshire, have lived in Donegal since at least the early 1600s. Apparently Catherine was a niece of William the poet, so there is a connection there. William Allingham wrote a lot of good poems, but he's probably best known for his poem The Fairies, which many of us learned in school. Up the Airy Mountain, down the rushy glen, we dare not go a-hunting for fear of little men. My mother's family, on the other hand, all came from County Down, not too far from Lisburn, and only a few miles apart from one another. My mother was born Martin, and I knew my grandma Martin for quite a few years before he died. We didn't really know he'd been a carpenter. Her mum was called Greg, and I found her in the 1911 census, but under her married name, Martin, though she was still living with her parents' family. She also had a one-month-old son with her, who was my Uncle Willie. My grandfather, Samuel Martin, was also still living with his family nearby. Maybe he was getting the house ready for them all to live in together. So, two of my grandparents came from only a mile or two away from where I was brought up, County Down, while my father's parents, who were living only a few miles away in Lisburn, were actually born in Donegal in Glasgow. Also, I always knew vaguely that my dad had an older brother who'd died very young, but until now, I never knew what his first name was. It was Allingham. So maybe I get my writing ability from the Allinghams, eh? And my woodworking ability from my two grandfathers. Plenty more questions to be answered, too. This is Stephanie Cadman in Celtic Blaze. Stephanie's a great fiddler from Ontario, Canada, with a tune called Me and Sigh.
Oh,
was Moofish, again from Ontario, Canada, and Annabella. We're going to finish now with our third track from Ontario, Canada, and a great one it is too. This is Mad Paddy and the Roving Journeyman. See yous now, slant.
A rainbow ends around the bend in the dreams of a roving journeyman.
Well, that's all we have time for on this show. Remember, you can find out more information about the artists and songs played on the show on our website at CelticRootsRadio.com. And if you're an independent artist and you'd like to hear your music played on this show, again, you'll find details on our website. That's CelticRootsRadio.com. Tune in again next week to Celtic Roots Radio. I'm Raymond McCulloch, coming to you from Ireland. Slán agus beannadh.